The God of thy father shall be thy helper. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Your Excellency, Reverend Fathers, dear children, I wish you a happy feast of solemnity of Saint Joseph, the heavenly patron of our Holy Mother Church and faithful guardian of the Holy Family. And the more we think and meditate about the life of this glorious patriarch, Saint Joseph, the more we see him as a great example of doing God's will in every act. In the deepest poverty, Saint Joseph still possessed the great peace of mind and peace of heart. And this was so even during the hardest circumstances, during the massacre of the Holy Innocents and during the flight into Egypt. For truly, what is poverty, what is war to a man who puts his trust to God, the God who feeds the birds and clothes the flowers? If we know, if we know so little about Saint Joseph, why then have the popes and saints have had so much confidence to his intercession? It's precisely because he, as a humble servant of God, was happy to protect the Christ child and Our Lady during the persecutions of Herod, and he was happy, humbly always doing whatever God had assigned him to do. We too, whatever sorrows and difficulties we face in our lives, we are happy if we, like Saint Joseph, bear our crosses with joy. It was Saint Joseph's duty to protect Jesus and Mary, even when he was banished from the land of his fathers, left homeless. And he also protects today Christ's mystical body, the Church, as a glorious saint in heaven, whether the Church be in triumph or whether she be in distress. There's a great story which tells about the happiness of doing your duty even during the difficulties, and it happened on the last Great War or the Second World War, for the British naval commander. In his discommander's service, there was a woman who, during the war, used to come daily to the Admiralty, as the high commanding place was called, to clean up the place and keep it in good order. And a strong bond of affection had developed between the commander and this poor working woman, so much that he affectionately referred her as Auntie. To Auntie, the commander's room at the Admiralty was every bit as important as were the maps over which he planned the war or the important messages he decoded. It was Auntie's task of cleaning up the office, and it might have been, relatively speaking, quite unimportant and uninspiring work. But to her, it was important. It was important that the commander's room should be kept well in order, the floor highly polished, and the paintwork in spotless condition. During the incident called the Blitz on London, when the Germans heavily bombed the city, Auntie was often late getting to her work, but that was not her fault. She lived in the East End, in the dock area, which was long, long away from the Admiralty. As the German bombs had not spared the trams or buses, Auntie often found herself with two options, either staying home or walking several miles to her job. And she always walked. If she was late when she arrived, as she often was, she just stayed longer until her task was completed. The whole German Air Force was not going to interfere with her job. But one day, after a particularly vicious raid by the German Air Force, when Auntie arrived to the Admiralty, she found her beloved office a sorry sight. All the windows had been smashed, and the floor was covered with broken glass. The plaster from the ceiling was a couple of inches deep on the floor. The office furniture that had not been destroyed was covered with dust and rubble, and one of the doors was hanging on one hinge. She took one look at the scene, sighed, and then went to work. The day must have been a long and tiring one for her, but she stuck to her task, and before she left, late that evening, the place was in the same apple pie order as it had always been. True, there were no windows, the furniture did look the worse for wear, and the door still seemed undecided whether to stay up or come down. But apart from these minor details, Auntie left everything as usual. As she was about to depart, the commander called her. "I'm sure you'll be glad to get back home, Auntie. You've had a very, very hard day." She smiled at him rather sadly, and then she replied, "I ain't got no home now, sir. It was blitzed by the Germans last night." Dear children, Saint Joseph, that quiet protector and head of the Holy Family, received a singular privilege to protect, to hold, and even to command the Son of God. The Church is truly like another home to you, children, because it's through the Church you enter into heaven, just like through your home you belong to your family. Those of you who have attended this school since kindergarten have probably spent almost as many hours in school and church than you have spent waking hours at home. As Saint Joseph is protector of families, he is also protector of the Church. The sorrows of the world might break you away from home, as they did to Saint Joseph, who had to flee, and they might break you away from your family, as has been the fate of numerous saints. But the sorrows of the world can never break you away from the Church. As long as you stay as faithful to the Church as Saint Joseph stayed faithful to Jesus, Saint Joseph, as we pray today, will make you partakers of everlasting glory. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.